What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth, here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Have you seen all the seasonal farmers markets and craft fairs happening this month? They'd be literary events, and I'd tell you all about them if poets were reading their work there or authors were selling their books. If that's happening, let me know so I can promote them. Man cannot live by bread alone. The Southwest Harbor Library's holiday book sale is happening right now until 1 p.m. So head over there for hardcover and paperback books, perfect for gift giving. Do you need a gift for a non-book person? I know, we all have them. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. The Southwest Harbor Library has you covered because they're holding a book sale and a scallop raffle. Plus, there's coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and warm cider, providing a cozy touch. Luckily, you can listen to WERU in the car. So go, go, go. Oh, wait, never mind the rush. The sale and scallop raffle is going on through December. Always read the fine print, people. And check your closest library. A lot of libraries have books for sale this time of year. Did you miss artists Siri Beckman's talk at the Courthouse Gallery this summer? No worries. It was recorded, and it's on YouTube. You can watch to find out how Siri got started and how to make a wood engraving. The book, The Prints of Siri Beckman, Engraving a Sense of Place, was published by Down East Books this year. It includes an introduction by Carl Little, who is definitely a literary and visual arts mover and shaker. You can find out more about The Prints of Siri Beckman at Down East Books. Did you know Down East Books began publishing in 1967 and has printed more than 1,000 books since? To find the video, just Google Siri Beckman and YouTube. Although maybe you can ask Siri on your phone to find Siri on YouTube. On Sunday, tomorrow, in Castine, the Wilson Museum is offering a nature-friendly ornament-making workshop in collaboration with the Castine Arts Association. Swing by the Hutchins Education Center anytime between noon and 3 p.m. on Sunday to make fun and festive decorations. Supplies for ornaments will be provided by both organizations, but you're welcome to bring any must-have craft supplies from home as long as they're nature-friendly. You know, avoid plastics, lights made in China, and things that would choke a squirrel. Collect things in the woods or on the beach or maybe from the sewing basket. It's a free event and all ages are welcome. Also happening at the Wilson Museum is a book discussion of A Girl Called Samson, a saga of a young woman who dares to chart her own destiny in life and love during the American Revolutionary War. Written by New York Times bestselling author Amy Harmon, the main character, Deborah Sampson, disguises herself as a soldier and enlists in the Continental Army. You can join in person or online Monday at 4 p.m. WilsonMuseum.org to register. If cross-dressing soldiers aren't your jam, what about making jam from your garden? Barbara Damrosch has a new book out, A Life in the Garden. It's personal, thoughtful, sometimes funny. The book offers practical DIY insights that will delight gardeners, cooks, and even small-scale farmers. Part of my job is to introduce you to big literary figures in the area. Barbara Damrosch and her husband, Elliot Coleman, are big fish in our pond. Their four-season farm has been producing delicious eggs and produce. You can check out a gorgeous video of farm life on their website at fourseasonfarm.com. But since I'm here to tell you about literary and visual arts, I'll let you know you can hear Barbara read from her new book, A Life in the Garden, on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Blue Hill Public Library. To find out more about Barbara and Elliot's books, go to elliotbarbara.com/readourbooks. Come to the Graves Memorial Public Library in Kennebunkport for a holiday signing of All Is Calm to look at the lives of Mainers during the holidays from the mid-1800s to the Great Depression to modern day. It was a 2020 Maine Literary Award finalist in anthology. On Thursday at 5:30, the editor for All Is Calm, Shannon Butler, who's also the president of Island Port Press, will be at the library to meet, greet, and sign. Live too far from Kennebunkport, but still want to get your revised copy or meet Shannon? You're in luck. Shannon will be at the Bangor Public Library next Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. You might already be in Bangor at the library because it's the Bangor Book Fair. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., more than 90 authors. Quite the gathering of the literary clan of northern and eastern Maine. will be at the Bangor Library on Saturday. Remember, double-check the date and time before you go to any event, especially around the holidays. We'd hate for the Word on Main Street to be a four-letter one. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?